It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. They'll be on Lot 101 at the Farm Progress Show. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Many of you remember how simple it was going back to school, how simple the shopping was. As a grade schooler, I'd get a new notebook and some new blue jeans every year, and that was about it. Oh, new pencils. For some parents this fall, the list includes the bulletproof backpack. Both Home Depot and Office Depot have one they are selling online. And a bulletproof backpack is not cheap for your kid. They're priced at well north of $100. From this week in agribusiness, will we see the grain market level off, stabilize some today? Its descent continued overnight on the heels of that August crop report from Friday that showed larger per acre crop yields, bigger total supplies, and projected lower grain prices than most grain analysts expected. One person died and another was seriously injured during the weekend with a pontoon boat they were riding in overturned while it was being towed down a road in western Michigan. Police say the accident occurred when the driver took a turn too fast and that boat turned over. It happened north of Grand Rapids. Police say the vehicle driver had been drinking. The wedding they hold at Elvis Presley's Graceland today will be the 2,000th ceremony there. It'll be in the new chapel at the Woods at Graceland, the mansion once owned by Elvis in Memphis. The new chapel was designed to seat 75, and it features windows to show off the woods surrounding Graceland. Julie Gordano and Mark Caudill will get married there today. I should clarify, there have been 2,000 ceremonies. Now, that's not just weddings. Some of those have been marriage vow renewals that have been held there through the years. By the way, it was 42 years ago this week that Elvis Presley died. I'm so blessed and honored. That was how Chicago Cubs player David Bote described his good fortune. The rookie from Longmont, Colorado, 5 months ago hadn't set foot on Chicago's Wrigley Field. Last night, after his walk-off Grand Slam home run lifted the Cubs to victory over Washington, Bote was out there on that hallowed ground being hugged by comedian and Cubs fan Bill Murray. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Brandt Grain Carts. They invite you to come see them at the Farm Progress Show. They'll have the carts operating at the field demos, and they'll be there on Lot 101 at the show coming up the end of the month. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.